Hello.
Yes,
how are you
hello.
Today, sir?
What do you say?
My name is Tony. My name is Tony. We are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, but I don't have an opinion on that. I don't know much about it.
Oh, I understand, sir. Well, if you would allow me, the survey is not that long, okay? And also, your responses will be used to support efforts to help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Are you between 21, 29, 50, and 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, and I know this is a very, what is your gender?
I'm male.
Great. Now, I'm going to ask some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never? They tried it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, daily?
I would say the majority are probably once a week.
Okay. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, like marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate, in any form like hash or hash oil? Never? Tried it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, daily?
Oh, boy, I'm going to say a couple of times a month.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or electronic cigarettes? Never. Try it once or twice a month, twice a month, once a week, daily.
I would say, again, a couple times a week. Twice a week.
Okay. Once a week. Okay. Now, let me read to you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you agree, strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each statement. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. The first one, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own with alcohol. Do you agree or disagree? Or you're neutral?
I strongly agree that
okay.
Should not supply alcohol.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I think the majority I strongly agree that the majority thinks that it's not a good thing to do.
Now, most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I strongly agree.
I believe adults who supply vape or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I strongly agree.
Vaping or using electronic cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree. I strongly agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or electronic cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable according with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree with that.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
I strongly agree with that.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping or electronic cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I agree with that.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use these cigarettes.
It sounds like a lot of these questions are getting really repetitive, but I agree with that.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
How much longer is this going?
It is almost... I truly thank you, sir. We're almost done.
Okay. All right, read it again.
Would you? Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
I agree.
Electronic cigarettes. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think Spanish and not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Now, I'm just going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never? Try it once or twice? Once or twice a year? Once a month? Twice a month? Once every week? Or daily?
Once or twice a year.
Okay. And I truly thank you, okay? We're almost done. Just a few more questions. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Never?
Never.
Tried it once or twice? Never, okay. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never?
Never.
Tried it once or twice? Once or twice a year? Once a month?
Never.
Twice a month? Never. Okay. And so far this whole year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never. A few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
A few times a month.
Okay. How would you describe yourself? American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian, Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, white, other?
White.
Okay. And as a token of our appreciation, the Big Lake Substance Prevention Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf: the Wave Youth Center or Big Lake Food Shelf.
What was the first one?
The Wave Youth Center. And the other one is the Big Lake Food Shelf.
Food Shelf.
Okay. Awesome. Great. Thank you very much. We are complete with the survey. I truly thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.